Je suis ici à SLF 22 avec Fiona Fischer. Bonjour Fiona, ça va?
Oui, bonjour Derek, oui, je suis en forme.
Even though we're in Scotland, maybe we're speaking French, but maybe she's speaking English now.
Perhaps, yeah.
But people will see this rather clumsy link once I explain that Fiona, you've been looking after a new development for Education Scotland, and it's a new website aimed at modern languages teaching.
Yes, it is.
And it's called Passeport pour la Francophonie.
Exactly, that's
Can you tell me more about that, please?
Certainly. It's a voyage of discovery through the French-speaking world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a website that explores 5 different French-speaking countries, or countries, I should actually say, countries that are members of the Francophonie.
Mm-hmm.
That means that the country has a linguistic or a cultural tie with France.
Mm-hmm.
So the countries that we're looking at are France, Egypt, Gabon, Madagascar, and Polynesia.
Okay.
Just wanted to widen it out a bit from looking at metropolitan France to seeing French as a world language.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so it is. I remember doing French at school, and all the context that we experienced were all set in Boulogne-sur-Mer.
Absolutely, and I think it should be widened out a bit like that, so we allow our young people to kind of voyage in their imaginations.
So what you've got then, if you go to Gabon or you go to Polynesia or Egypt, I take it there's a lot of specifically, are there a particular context that young people would engage with in terms of learning French?
Yes.
That would be situated in those kind of countries?
Yes. So, for example, the exploration of each country would involve looking at the French language, of course, but then taking that and embedding it in the wider curriculum. So they can explore all the curricular areas, either through the medium of French language or by looking at Francophone culture.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you go to France, one of the maths challenges is to maths and numeracy challenges is to do scale drawings of the monuments there.
Yes. Now I understand that there's quite a bit of support materials for teachers in terms of guidance and support. Now they may wish to use this resource. Is that correct?
Absolutely. The materials can all be adapted. They're aimed at second level, but they could be taken into third level to be used in secondary schools if necessary. But they could also develop to suit from P1 upwards.
Right. And so it's available on the Education Scotland website.
Yes, absolutely.
And I've had a look, and I must say that it's fantastic,
formidable. Merci. No, I think it'll be very useful for teachers. It'll help them with their planning, and it'll help them embed the teaching of a foreign language into the wider curriculum in an interdisciplinary way.
Fiona, I know that it was a lot of work that you were involved with, and I think that you and the team at Education Scotland will come up with a really useful resource for teachers. So, well done with that, and I hope everybody finds it of use.
I hope everyone uses it.
Thank you.
Thank you.